Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quicker, quicker, quick, 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 quick. Listen, listen. What the? Oh, it's you.
Hi, friend. How you doing?
Scratch, scratch. Look. Hey, you're so still today. Usually you're stomping away, shaking the ground, shouting at your hounds. Ha! Tail thick? You seem different, you know? This way. Here or here? Dig, dig, nibble, nibble. Tail twitch. Aha! Acorns! Thanks, Oak. My provider in all ways. Not just nuts, you know, but insects and the odd egg can be found up here if I'm lucky. And this oak provides the best spot for a sit and twitch. Hey, but you wouldn't catch me around all these oaks when there's a thunderstorm. You know why? Oak trees are more likely to be struck by lightning than any other tree. Sometimes they can explode, and sometimes they grow back even stronger. Electrifying! Scratch, scratch, tail flick. Sniff, sniff. There's something different about you today. You haven't been struck by lightning, have you? Or did you forget where you put your nuts? Did you? Oh, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. But you know what? I'll let you in on a secret here, friend. I never forget where I bury my nuts. Never. You know why? It's all a matter of perspective. See, friend, I bury my acorn. And if I remember where I buried it, I eat it. And if I don't, I've planted it. And it will grow and grow into another mighty oak, willing to shower me and many more acorns. It's a win-win. The world is like that, don't you find? When bad things happen, good things can happen too. Got time for a story? It's about a storm. Not a thunderstorm, but a mighty wind that blew through these woods many sunrises ago. My mother's mother told me this story. Scratch, scratch. Tail twitch. It was the time when the leaves were falling. A busy time for us. Nut time. She'd been out all day, digging, burying, planting. The air was tickling the trees. Sniff, sniff. She looked around. Leap! Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Listen. Tail twitch. The buds were quieter. Listening too. The air was charged. They could all sense it. Something was coming. Those who rest at night took early to their nests, wrapping themselves in their bushy tails for comfort, tucking heads under wings for safekeeping. As the darkness descended, the air grew more boisterous. It wound itself round branches under leaves, tugging, ripping, pulling. The woodland creatures sheltered where they could and listened. The air turned ferocious, biting and roaring its way through the wood. As it moved, it knocked everything out of its way. Trunks bent and snapped. Limbs flew like leaves. Roots, usually buried so deep, flapped and waved as the wind ripped from the ground. Nothing doing but to cling on and ride it out. They spoke of howls on the air, mighty invisible beasts who played with the trees, tossing them to the side like discarded husks. What was the air looking for, they all wondered. And then, there was silence. The fight dropped out of the air. Stillness reigned. The sun rose in the sky and shone down on the great gaping holes where the canopy had been. Our feathered friends were the first to find their voice. Tentative calls to one another. My grandmom unwrapped her tail, twitched, sniffed, and smell the fresh air. And then, when looking for nuts, nothing was the same. Everything was different. The bend of the trees, the shape of the earth, even the light was different. But with her squirrel sense of perspective, my grandma adapted to her new surroundings. And where trees had fallen, the sun shone, encouraging the growing plants and seeds into action too. The aftermath of the storm had created abundance. There was so much to nibble on that winter that creatures of all shapes and sizes thrived, leading to a baby boom the following spring. The trees who fell became homes and habitats, and the fungi flourished. And those trees who remained found more space to dance and sway, and they're still dancing today. Can you see them? If you turn very quickly, you might just catch them.
So, you see, out of bad times, good times can grow. So long, friend. Keep dancing.